So this guy on the screen, his name is Joseph Harvey Hladek. Now, he is part of the Mansphere on the white side of it, y'all. So I'm taking a break from the black side of Mansphere. They're still wanting my attention. They tag me every day. You know, I spoiled them, whatever. Let me go back over here to the white side of the Mansphere. What I find interesting, though, is like, both sides, regardless of the race, they're just pretty much failures in life. I'm just going to say it. And what makes them a failure is their anti-woman rhetoric, their drinking habits, the list can go on and on. Now, this one on the screen, he follows me just like the other one. Like, he is a very loyal fan. Sometimes he'll leave comments. He has that white guy passport bro look, you know, the white passport bros exist. Like, he needs to get his little passport too. Like, he has to go get a woman from a different country because none of the women want him in his own country type of look. He likes to follow me as well, and he's part of the Manosphere. And when I say the word Manosphere, it sounds like fear, because that's what they want. They want women to fear whatever thing they're putting out there, their agenda. Oh, you women going to be alone. You women don't have this. You know, if you really think about it. So back to Joseph Harvey Hladek, whatever you call him, right? Now, how do I know his name? Well, an alleged, we'll say alleged, elderly transgender woman fell in love with him. And they were talking on the phone and texting, quotations on the she, sent him thousands of dollars, and they never met. Pretty much he was using her, right? When he wanted to get back with his ex-girlfriend the whole time.
Joseph Harvey Hladek, get the fuck off the couch and shut the fuck up about me! And the free money, you son of a bitch, cunt, asshole, bitch, motherfucker.
And you hung up on me. You screamed. You want to call Billy the Goat a goddamn narcissist? Now give me $2,000 more. You can send it through PayPal, Venmo, however you want to do it. $2,000. More. 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 Give me more. You goddamn bitches. Run around out here, you know, taking stuff from men day after day. And then you get pissed off when, more. 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 More.
The whole time. Once he pushed the trans individual away, like, leave me alone unless you're going to give me more money, the individual revealed his name to everybody. So for those who are curious, that's how I know his name is Joseph. And like I said, anything that happens with black YouTube happens on white YouTube. So because Joseph refused to love who I name Elizabeth, she called CPS on their son. And his ex-girlfriend had to get involved because CPS showed up. And of course, they found nothing wrong. He was healthy. He's fine. He's a happy boy. And Elizabeth told off the CPS person, which obviously killed her case. What is it with people calling CPS when they don't like a person anymore or they get mad at a person? They never call CPS during the good times, only when things are kind of funny. Like the typical Mansfield man, they tend to like to drink a lot. And it's been rumored that Joseph, aka Angler, likes to get drunk on live streams and things like that. And a subscriber of his, they actually subscribe to each other, and actually Angler looks up to this guy named Lucifer because Lucifer has wisdom. He drops these comments down and everything. And now Angler's getting a little upset because according to the Lucifer guy, Angler showed his you-know-what on a live stream. Once I saw that comment, I knew I had to make this video. So people like Angler and that Aussie guy and numerous others pretty much destroyed MGTOW on their own. Original MGTOW actually was great. What it is now is pretty much dead. It's awful. It's anti-woman. It's no good. No bueno. So literally, it's just a group of guys, just like the black side of the mansphere, of men who you just can't make it up. You just can't make up how they just congregate, come together, and fail together. But I agree with this Lucifer guy that Angler, since he has joined the manosphere, like the typical rest of them, he had an agenda. He went into rehab and, you know, he wanted people to feel bad for him. And he just repeats over and over and over. Eventually, you get tired of cheering him on, like, come on, you can do it, brother. You know, that's what they've been doing, and nothing has changed. And even the alleged transgendered person even sent him more money to get him in rehab and to help him. Instead, he bought him a brand new bed set, I heard, more frozen pizzas, more beer, paid his bills, did some shopping. Bought a new sofa, allegedly. He did nothing to help with his drinking problem. So his fantasy really is if his ex-girlfriend can take him back and he can have a transgender person who lives in another state, far, far away, go ahead and send him more money through PayPal. He would love that.
Joseph, Harvey, Hladek. Get the fuck off the couch and shut the fuck up about me and the free money, you son of a...
Now give me $2,000 more. You can send it through PayPal, Venmo, however you want to do it. $2,000. More. 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 Give me more.
So yes, it is illegal to show your private parts on YouTube because minors could be watching as well. Now, there is a loophole if you label it educational or something like that and demonstrate something. But if you're on a live stream, and according to Lucifer, Angler showed his, you know what, that is illegal and he could be in jail. But then again, there's a positive to this. He can teach about the manosphere in jail, because there are men in jail too.
In all honesty, like, most of the guys that are claiming to be MGTOW are just simps. And the guys that hang out on female streams are fucking simps, dude. They're just fucking simps that were sent their own way, so they're just seeking validation through the women that claim to be a part of the manosphere. That's fucking lame, dude. And if you think women belong in the manosphere, you're full of shit. And you're why the manosphere is in the shitty state that it's in. Yeah. It just sucks because the only philosophy that's actually accurate, that actually is the true red pill, is the MGTOW sphere. That's the only philosophy that actually calls it for what it really is. But it's been overrun by simps and incels and men sent their own way. So it's just like anybody that's like legit like interested in the philosophy comes to the community of MGTOW, and they're just going to find a bunch of, like, pathetic losers that are just still simping for women, or friends with females in their personal lives and shit. That's fine, but if you're inviting women onto your channels or going on women's channels to talk about red pill shit, you're a fucking idiot. MGTOW or not, like, if you're still simping for women, that's fine, but, like, if you're trying to, like, pretend like you're not while you're doing it, these females are a part of the group, like, they're one of the guys, like, that's why the manosphere's a fucking joke now.
Guess what? Your daughter sucked dick for money! She doesn't give a fuck about it. So here you go. Let it burn. Let it burn, motherfucker. Let it burn.
Hello, everyone. This is the MGTOW Cowboy. Greetings and salutations. This evening, I want to cut a quick video for you guys, and I want to share with you an experience that I had. I think I'm going to call this video Erection Achieved. Erection Achieved. Okay, so here goes. Hendog, or Lux Maximus, has created this song called Erection Achieved. And in the song, he talks about how he went to all these great lengths to procure these a pair of panties from a teenage girl, and how the pungent odor it gets him aroused and all this. And anyway, I just wanted to share that story that I basically engaged in that fetish.
This tradesman was meant to be cleaning our carpets, but so far we have seen him systematically examine and sniff items of our actress's underwear. He eventually sniffed and examined 4 different items. He went through a sports bag and found more underwear and sniffed her underwear and her bra. He opens her wardrobe and has a look in there, and then he inspected the top cupboard. Next, he went through...
So a long time ago, back in my university days, I started university here in Chicago, but I ended up transferring and graduating from SDSU, South Dakota State University. There, I dated for almost 3 years this young, beautiful girl. She was 19 when we started dating. She was just a little overweight, but besides that, she had big tits. One time, she must have forgotten her panties at my place, and I found them, and I just kept them. And I have to admit, I absolutely had that experience where I would smell them, I'd take a whiff of them, and they were pungent. Frankly, they smelled like her pussy, you know. But not just her pussy. Her pussy. But not just that, just her whole body. It carried with it her scent. You know, imagine you know, she wakes up in the morning and she gets dressed, including putting on a pair of panties. She goes to class. After class, she goes to work. She pulls a long, you know, 8-hour shift. The whole day she's moving, sweating, you know. So all the body oils, the sweat, the grease, the grime, the gristle, all the, you know, the bodily fluids, frankly, are going to stain or embed in the cloth of the panties. And yeah, that's what I think happened. And she left a pair of panties at my place, and I ended up doing the exact same thing that Oki Drummer was talking about. This guy Hendog, or this guy Lux Maximus that he was referring to, he would keep these panties in like a... I did the exact same thing. I put the panties into like a plastic, like a sealed plastic, what's that called? Like a plastic Ziploc bag, and it kept the scent. In fact, it kept it like almost indefinitely. I remember keeping the panties. I had them for years. Like, you know, eventually we broke up. I graduated. I moved back to Chicago. I still had the panties, and I would open them up once in a while and take a whiff of the panties, and they still had that bodily scent for a while, because I definitely had her panties, and I straight up put them in a plastic bag and kept them, and I would take them out once in a while and give them a whiff. Anyway, I just felt like sharing that. I thought that was kind of funny.
The police have collected evidence from Target, our footage for a start, the soiled underwear for a DNA check, and they'll do a forensic examination of our computer to see what websites he was on and what he was looking at.
Don't be moving in with these broads, and don't be trusting these hoes, you know. So maybe instead just get a pair of 3-day worn panties, and when you need to, just give them a whiff, you know. All right, guys, erection achieved. Over and out.
You're a pathetic weasel.
Hey, fellas. Welcome back to the channel. So, Lazarus, this one's for you. Now, I remember you found me on YouTube. I didn't yet know who you were. Now, I'm sure if you hadn't started commenting on my videos and showing support for me, I would have eventually found out who you were. But, I didn't know who you were. So, you know, you got a hold of me and... had some nice things to say. You seem supportive and all that. And for that, you know, I'm appreciative. Thank you for that. You introduced me to a lot of material, to a lot of different points of view that I have benefited from. I've become a smarter person because of that. So thank you for that. So with that being said, I don't know who I'm seeing right now when I'm seeing you doing what you're doing. You're not the guy that approached me here in the men's spaces. Maybe you are, and I've been naive about certain things. I don't know. And the not knowing is bothering me, and that's why I'm making this video. Now, I understand that you have beef with Hammerhand, okay? As far as I'm concerned, that's between the two of you. I would like to see it left between the two of you. And people that are involving themselves in that, I don't really agree with, but I'm not them. You know, I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm just here to put my thoughts on the table. And really, I don't know what you hope to accomplish, by starting this conflict. Nobody's minds are changing. Are you reading the comment sections of all this stuff? It's not changing any minds. It's just inflaming. It's just inflammatory. That's all it's doing. There's a bunch of fish shaking, you know? You're not going to change any minds. People like Hammerhand for reasons of their own. That's why they like him.
Now, this is Hammerhand. Hammerhand likes to usually wear wigs and things like that off camera. But one time he got bold and did it on camera. I made a video about it and I couldn't believe it. And then he randomly took it down. I'm like, leave it up there. So Hammerhand here, he will make videos against black women looking for kudos from the black manosphere. But he doesn't like black men. That's the crazy part too. Well, it's not crazy, but you get what I'm saying. Like, he'll make videos against black women, but he'll go on Twitter talking down on black men. And the only ones who support the Hammerhand are kind of like conservative type of black people, black men, you know what I mean? Those type. But he has lost a lot of black men subscribers in the past because they're like, wait a minute, you're calling us N-words with the E-R? Yeah, so Hammerhand, he's trash. And shout out to Lucifer for like, hey, you don't like Hammerhand? I don't either. Thank you. So Angler here is like, hey, no one's on your side, da 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 da. But low-key, high-key, a lot of them respect this Lucifer guy big time. That's why his words matter a lot. Because in the beginning, he did try to guide Joseph, a.k.a. Angler. But Angler would not hear of it. He didn't want to be guided. He wanted to do what he wants to do. And I get it. But he was actually giving great advice to Angler. But Angler's not about that good advice life. I can't take full credit for these videos that I'm about to play because it came from Sis Channel. Shout out to her. And I'm going to play these videos. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, the manosphere, the white side of it, is very vanilla. But if you explain things in a way where people understand and can grasp it, you're like, dang, they got the same drama. It's just worded differently. And how they react is just a little different. That's it. But if Angler goes to jail, do you think he'll put me on the visitors list? Like, maybe I can interview him? And I wonder if he'll let his son visit him. I know he definitely want to see his ex-girlfriend, but how would he feel about his son visiting dad in his little jumpsuit? Saying, hey, son, here I am. I went on a live stream, and I got kind of wild, but I'll leave it at that. Who would he put on the visitors list? I'm curious. I definitely know it's not Elizabeth. She wants all her money back. All of it. But it was a gift. By law, when things are a gift, you do not have to return it. So
I landed here to talk to men. Inevitably. Sorry. My speech is not the best. I ended up talking to some women.
Ruff, ruff.
Blah, 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 blah. Or blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
How dare you?
Ruff, ruff.
You have no idea what you're talking about because you were not there, okay? Now, you would like to think that you do because you're so goddamn narcissistic. I mean, it's off the charts. And tomorrow, you know, Elspeth is going to be your friend again. You know, God. Y'all are nuts.
Blah, blah.
But I shit you not, I got caught jerking off by my sister in this separate building that was not attached to the house. You know, it had much more, you know, magazines and stuff like that. And I'm out there, you know, doing my deal, and my sister walks in. We both knew. Luckily for her, I didn't shoot a load on her face. I just got caught jerking off.
I remember all my life, raining down as cold as ice. Shadows of a man, a face through a window. Never realized how happy you made me, oh Mandy. Well, you came and you gave without taking, but I sent you away, oh Mandy. Well, you kissed me and stopped me from shaking, and I need you today, oh Mandy.
Guess what? Your daughter sucked dick for money. She doesn't give a fuck about it. So here you go. Let it burn. Let it burn, motherfucker. Let it burn.
I went to the liquor store and I bought him a fucking bottle of 100 proof Smirnoff. Because that's all I could do. That's all I could do. Now what is so wrong with that? What is so wrong with you virtue signaling assholes who say I'm not going to give money because they're just going to buy booze? Well, guess what, you assholes? If you had to exist in a world that disposed of you, you'd drink your fucking eyeballs blind. Now, goddammit, the only thing I could do for him was give him fucking booze.
I've been trying to tell you all night. That girl, she's a guy. A man dressed up as a girl.
Sound like a Shayla. Look at that. There you are, you.
Now there's your human condition. Now you people, shut the fuck up about internet drama. You shut the fuck up about being at it on a fucking public domain. You shut the fuck up about not getting off your ass and doing something while you still can, you dead man. You walking dead man, Joseph Harvey Hladek. You dead man. Shut the fuck up.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
Quit riding my dick, bitches, for content. Quit dick riding. No, you're just jerks, and you're dumb. Dumb. Dumb.
Hey, my MGTOW brothers, how you guys all doing today? Hope you guys are all well. So anyway, guys, I just want to have a quick talk about what's been going on in the last few days here regarding females in our space and whatnot. The question I had a few days ago that I did ask Brandon was, how come we are all over there? Why are we over there? What are we doing over there? Right? And I can't figure it out, guys, myself. I really can't. And I'm guilty too. I was over there as well.
Uh-huh. So this motherfucker actually knows for a fact that some MGTOWs keep it real, and that is why. Oh, Mr. One Fast Deck is here.
How are you, sir?
I'm better than I deserve. Hey, as always, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Andy? What's going
on? Nothing much. Just going over this the last time I have to fucking listen to being screamed at.
Okay. Well, I just went out of the bush for 5 days fishing, so this is what I got to come back to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
But you'll have to give me a little time, guys. I'm just going through some few health bullshit things with my heart right now. So, but definitely going to try to do more lives for you guys. I think that's best, because I think we, you know, we need more of our own space.
Good evening, gentlemen, brothers, and it is with a heavy heart I come to you this evening. As you all know, I do not allow females in my chat, and I meticulously avoid female drama. But mother and this woman named Alice hate each other and have started feuding.
So, guys, I'd just like to say I'm guilty too, very guilty. I was there quite a bit. I'm guilty of also, you know, platforming a female and wrenching a female. I am 100% guilty of that. I truly am. And
so for those who are lurking, you are all caught up. I'm just going to be on their channels lurking away, see what takes place. Will Angler go to jail? Is he going to get on a live stream and show his you-know-what again? Like, what's going to happen? Like, it's so much. And here is a little clip that when he was in rehab, you can see he had bad skin. Still do, likely. That's from alcohol tearing up his skin. Him not taking care of himself. Here's that clip. But anyway, typical man is for your man. And it is what it is. Until next time, good night and also good morning.
Well, my boys. Well, my